Welcome to Climate Quickies, bite-sized nuggets of climate goodies from our TED experts in under 5 minutes. So for this Climate Quickie, we are going to pull the curtain back on our experience of going to a TED conference.
Yes, it's going to be like the wizard in the Wizard of Oz.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yes, Emerald City.
Right. You said something earlier, which I absolutely loved. Mm-hmm. Can you tell everyone?
Oh, what did I say? Oh, right. What I said earlier was I never, ever in my life thought I'd be really sad to not hang out with climate people every day. And honestly, I thought that people would be mad boring, but they weren't.
I mean,
they were so cool.
Yeah, it was really, I'm always like, I think before we went, I warned you and I said, it's going to be really intense.
Yeah.
It's going to be really full on. You're not going to sleep very much.
Yeah.
You're going to feel like your brain liquefies.
Yeah.
And be honest with me.
Yeah.
Did you believe me?
No, of course not. I was like, who would believe that? I was like, I've been to conferences before. I know what conferences are like.
Yeah.
Please. My brain is not ever turning to liquid. It's solid. But no, yeah, it was not working at the end. I'd had a full, breakdown. Yeah. Not breakdown, but like I was done. I was finished. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so intense.
Yeah. And so for those of you who don't know, so obviously we went to TED Countdown in Edinburgh in October to record season 3 of the podcast. But as part of that, Ben, myself, and our producer, Josie, we got to actually sit in and listen to all the talks over the 3-4 days of the conference. So that is something.
All the talks?
We got to see all the talks.
I didn't see all the talks.
Okay, I saw all the talks. Josie and I saw. Josie definitely saw all the talks.
Yeah.
But we're talking about something like, I would say, 50 talks over 3 days. So imagine watching like 50 or 60 TED Talks in 3 or 4 days.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And they're just incredible. It felt like so awesome to then be able to sit down with someone whose talk you've just seen.
Right.
And be like, these are all the things I loved about it. Tell me more.
Yeah.
And you just never get that opportunity.
Yeah. And I think it's you're right. You do never get that opportunity. And one of the things that's really, I found hard to manage actually is the amount you need to speak to people, and not need to speak to people because there's some kind of like schedule you have to do it, but like just the opportunities that are present. Like literally every single person is the most interesting person you've ever met in your life. Every single, like standing at the coffee machine, not coffee machine, but standing, waiting to get a coffee, waiting to get some juice, picking up some snacks, going to the bathroom. No matter what you're doing, the person that's standing next to you has something to say about something. And I, at one point, I actually went into the room that the monks were teaching their meditation course in and just had a nap because I was busted, absolutely busted. So intense.
My favorite moment is on the last day, Ben. I don't even think you know that you did this, but
Oh no!
On the last day, you went up to Mary Robinson, who is the former president of Ireland and the former head of the UN Human Rights Council.
Yeah.
And just said to her you loved her necklace and walked off. And
yeah, it was beautiful. It was so nice.
I don't think she's ever been so stunned. It was just absolutely brilliant. But that's, and most people are just so in awe of just being able to chat with her, and you just.
Yeah, no. The one bonus that I had in the space was that I literally didn't know who anybody was. Mm. I don't really keep up with current affairs, you see. So I was very unaware.
You're a perfect podcast
even host. Al Gore, I was like, who's that? He used to be was he the president? The vice president? I don't know.
For those of you over the age of 30, having Ben ask you who Al Gore is might be one of the most sad and painful moments in my life.
Man,
but now you know, because that talk was amazing.
I cried. I cried during that one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you're right about emotions being turned up to the max as well. Like, I did not expect to be that moved by so many things.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to climate. But like, there was, it's incredibly emotive, like so emotional.
Ben and I have been working on something rather exciting.
Yes, we have. TEDx London Women is back on February the 27th, and we wanted to invite you all to join us.
We've got powerful talks, groundbreaking ideas, creative inspiration, perspective-shifting workshops, and a soul-feeding sense of community.
Join thousands of trailblazers to discuss the most pertinent issues in feminism, intersectionality, LGBTQIA+ rights, climate change, and so much more.
Use the discount code CLIMATECURIOUS, all one word, to get 10% off your ticket at women.tedxlondon.com. That's women.tedxlondon.com.
Stay curious.
So it's been about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Other than desperately missing hanging out with climate people, mm-hmm. what do you? Is there like one takeaway or one thing that's really stuck with you, or something that's changed since you got back?
I think one thing that has really impacted me or stuck with me is actually the importance of doing the actual work. So I think like when you're there, there's like, it's a feeling like nothing I've ever experienced before, like real elation, like proper like floating through the room and just being so happy all the time. And that's nice. Like, I think it's nice to have like those mountain top mm-hmm. moments and feel like, oh wow, like it all makes sense and it's all coming together. But then everybody goes home, and the reason that all of those people are there is because they're doing the stuff. And I think that's an important moment, like recharging, energizing, hearing stuff, getting inspired, making connections, like networking, all of that stuff is amazing, but none of that can replace like actually doing the stuff. So I think that's the big thing that I carried away from it with me. And I think that's one of the really cool things about TEDx London actually as well, is that it creates that opportunity again for people to like gather and to be inspired and to connect with like-minded people. But you can only do that if you're like-minded, which means you have to be doing the stuff, right? So I think it was really, really inspiring, really, really energizing, but also like really solidified in my mind the need, one, to do the stuff, and two, the need to create opportunities for other people to experience that more regularly. And I think coming out of the pandemic, or say coming out, like we're out, but like coming to a point where we were able to travel and see people and connect with people really reminded me. I think that's one of the reasons I found it so emotional, was because I was really confronted with the fact that I hadn't done that in a long time. So that would have been the big lesson that I walked away with, I think. What was it for you?
Exactly the same. Yeah, it was people. Just so the importance of people as inspiration, as like connection, as like solidarity. And there was actually one other thing that the event just reminded me of, and it was a pretty tough lesson, that sometimes this work is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes standing up to really entrenched big systems level power,
mm-hmm.
when it's standing right there in front of you, is like difficult.
Yeah, scary. It's
very, very scary. And, you know, for me, that was really the reminder of that moment, was really when, you know, they had the panel
right.
with the CEO of Shell and the incredible young activist Lauren from the Stop Cambo campaign, mm-hmm. and her walking out and getting us all to walk out. And that moment where I thought, oh my God, like this is just that real human moment where I was like so frozen from the panic and terror of how actually difficult it is. And I think that people don't acknowledge that actually it is really, really hard, and to get up and stand up and do something based on your principles, it's not so easy as people make it seem.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I was just really reminded of that. And talking to people who were there, who for many reasons couldn't walk out or didn't want to walk out, the emotions that they felt as well. So
yeah.
I thought that was the other big reminder, is that sometimes standing up to power is extremely hard, and we should appreciate the people who do it for us.
Yeah, really easy to know what you would do behind a TV screen. Really
exactly.
hard to
really hard to
figure it out in the 8 seconds in real life. Yeah,
exactly. But it was brilliant, and I'm so excited I got to do it with you.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I had such a nice time with you. Also, I don't know if you know this, but Mariam really parties like on a serious level. Like I was finished. I was absolutely finito. I was going to bed. Mariam was out just. Living
the
dream, connecting, doing stuff, active, and then up, 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, going for breakfast meetings. What? No, impossible. I could never. You had like, how many hours sleep did you have a night? Like 3?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So if you're ever looking for a party, you know who to ask. You know who to go to.
Not the message of this episode, but yeah. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks for listening to this quickie.
This episode was created by our usual superstar podcast team and supported by TEDx London's headline partner, City. Until next time,
stay curious.